Tonight we're going to be looking at a few verses from John chapter 14. Sometimes it's very hard to leave those who we love. We might see them on just a few occasions at various times of the year. And so when we have to be separated, we don't look forward to it. Sometimes that was the way it was for people in Scripture, and there's this occasion that we read of in John chapter 14 where Jesus had been speaking about what was going to happen. And thus Simon Peter, verse 36 of the previous chapter, had said to Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times." This occasion, as we begin chapter 14, was tied to these events that had been taking place, and Jesus had been speaking about leaving them, departing from them. And now they are troubled in heart, as it were, but the Lord seeks to encourage them and causes them to reflect upon some truth. So he says there in verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." He says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." We haven't spent time with Jesus in the way that they did, being with him on a day-to-day basis. And yet, when we think about the lives that we live as Christians, when we strive to live according to God's way, separating ourselves from worldliness, when we see living in our society ungodliness all around us, and we grow weary of all of the things that we hear about in the news and what's happening in our country, there is a longing that is produced to want to just go and be with Jesus and to be away from the world and all of its departures from God and its lack of love for God. And Jesus reminds us that those who love God and those who love Christ and believe on them and the promises that they have assured us of know this, that one day there is a reward that will be received that is awaiting the faithful. Just like God in the Old Testament made a promise that he would give a great land to a special people, a land flowing with milk and honey, God has promised a special people today that there is a land waiting for them. We read of it in the Scriptures, new heaven, new earth, wherein righteousness dwells, that God has reserved for us. In fact, Jesus here makes mention of his Father's house and how that it has many mansions. And he makes mention of the fact that he would go to prepare a place. So Jesus is preparing or has prepared a special place for us. It's interesting to think about the place in which we now live took 6 days and a day of rest after that. But we wonder, the new heavens and the new earth, the many mansions, this place that Jesus has prepared for the faithful, we always wonder, what exactly will it be like? Just how wonderful is this place? And when you stop and contemplate the fact that this is a place prepared for people who have separated themselves from ungodliness and chosen to walk with God, and that God is giving it to them as a reward, that he, a God who loves and a God who gives us far beyond what we ever could imagine and what we deserve, is going to give us something beyond what we can comprehend now, but one day we will receive it. And we will be blessed to be able to inhabit that place. And we will be there, as the Scriptures teach us, not only with God, the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, The angels will be present in that place as well, and all the righteous from the very beginning of time till the last person that has put on the Lord in baptism, we will all be together with the Lord, those who faithfully served Him. This place is a place for those who prepare themselves by walking with the Lord during this lifetime. Here Jesus in verse 3 reminds us of this fact, "I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." The Scriptures remind us of the brevity of life in numerous places, and also we're reminded of the fact that while we're living, we can make the necessary changes to our life to be ready for the day when Jesus returns. But it's possible that while we're living, we may choose to live in such a fashion as to get into a state of being unprepared. That we could turn away from the Lord, or we might put off the decision to obey Him and have our sins washed away and become Christians. But either way, if we're in that state, we're not ready for His coming, and we have to make a decision before that unknown day comes again. It's not something to take lightly, in other words. But Jesus is coming, and on that day we're going to have to give an account for how we have chosen to live. And every day we're making a choice to either stay on the path that is difficult but leads to life, or take the easy way, the broad way traveled by most people that leads, unfortunately, to eternal destruction. But Jesus reminds us, think about what is reserved in heaven for you. Peter writes a bit about that place as an inheritance. And that's what we have to look forward to. While in this life, yes, there are turmoils, there are trials to our faith, obstacles to overcome, but we can keep our eye on Jesus Christ and the grace that we have access through our faith and the crown that we can lay hold of in the end. Just envision yourself one day standing before the Lord and hearing those matchless words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," coming from the Lord, spoken to you. This is what we have to look forward to, that where He is, there we may be also. That's heaven enough, isn't it? To be with the Lord one day, to be in His presence, to not have any more trials, temptations, any of that, but to have finally the reward. And that reward is offered to you tonight in the sense that you can lay hold of eternal salvation, the forgiveness of sins, no longer be in a lost state, but have hope through faith in Jesus Christ. It begins turning away from our sins in repentance, confessing our faith in Him, turning to the Lord in submission and being baptized so that our sins can be washed away, and then faithfully living every day. Yes, it's tough to be different from the world, but we can, with the guidance of God and the strength that we can draw from one another, do just that. And if you need to come home to the Lord, return to Him if you've wandered, you can do that now as we stand and sing.